Kof Hei Adar, Monday the 12th of March, Rabbi Emmanuel Dinan. Can one bring in Yom Tov Sheni early?
Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Thank you yet again for allowing me to share with you a few words today. I think the title of the shiur speaks for itself. I think it's a very relevant question. I would say, personally, I think it's more relevant to Shavuos than to Pesach, because Pesach is still somewhat manageable. Shavuos can be very, very late indeed. Is one allowed, and what does one, and if one is allowed to bring in Yom Tov Sheni early, what does one have to be careful? What does one have to watch out for? And perhaps we'll discuss the Tutsdodim, the side that says, yes, it's no problem. Why should it be a problem? And perhaps the other side. So let's go straight into this topic. What should be the problem of bringing in Yom Tov Sheni early? Let's just explain the reason to do that. Let's say Nacht on Shavuos is 10:30. If you start davening 10:30, you finish 11 o'clock davening, you're not home before 11:15. It's extremely late. Extremely late. It takes away a bit of the Oynig Yom Tov. It's not Geshmak. Especially those, I tried to revolutionize in Gateshead this minhag on the first night of davening Nacht, the first night of Shavuos. I tried with another person has to know when how far he can go, but so in some places they daven Nacht the first night and then the second night. Two nights can be very, very, very tiring indeed, and therefore there's a demand to daven early. Is that a possibility? So what should be the problem? Why not daven early? We know what's the earliest times, Rabbi Isai, for Maariv. How early is Plaga Mincha? Right, so I'm going to take the Zmanim here of London, of Shvi'i Shel Pesach, because this is when it's, the first occasion that people bring it in early, not Shvi'i Shel Pesach, I'm talking about Shvi'i going into Shmini Shel Pesach, right? Shvi'i Shel Pesach, there's absolutely no problem in bringing it in early. I think most places daven early on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, but we're talking about the Achron Shel Pesach, you want to bring it in early. So here the Zmanim.
This year it's Erev Shabbos.
This year is Erev Shabbos. The first day is Shabbos, and Achron is Shabbos. Right, so it's no problem this year, and hopefully we'll just get back to why it's not a problem at all when Shabbos follows Yom Tov. Right, they're quite the opposite. Not only is it not a problem, but quite the opposite. It's advisable to bring in Shabbos early. Yeah? Even if one normally davens enough, there's this, the poskim advised to bring in Shabbos early when it follows preceded by Yom Tov. But we're talking about
the second day
of Yom Tov. Well, Yom Tov Rishon. Second night you can't start doing the Seder night early, although we'll speak about what they do in nursing homes, and I'll share with you what one of the Avreichim in the Kollel comes from Helsinki, and I'll share with you what they do Seder night in Helsinki, in the communal Seder. Let's talk about a year where it's not, so we don't have that problem on Pesach. What about Shavuos? How does Shavuos work out this? So if Shavuos is always on the same day as second day.
Sunday, Monday.
Right, so can you, Sunday night is second night Shavuos. Right, so can you bring it in early? So the first thing that I thought when with Ishaila is the Halacha Legabe Havdalah. It says there, can you daven early on Motzei Shabbos? Yeah, can you daven Maariv early? Right, so in Reish Tzadik Gimel it says, Me'achrin Tfilas Arvis Kedei Lehoisif B'chol HaKodesh. Normally, Yeah? You should not only wait till Nacht, but as you know, there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. You should add a few minutes later and daven a few minutes later. And there's man imprinted on the calendar. Take that into account. And there's man from Motzei Shabbos. Not only, of course, you don't do melacha until Tzeisa Kechavim, but even davening, the Shulchan Aruch says, Me'achrin Tfilas Arvitz Kedela Hoysi Michal Alakich. However, Seif Gimel, Mishehu Onus, somebody who's Onus needs to get a train. Yeah, he needs to, he's got to get a train, and he's got, let's say, his case is by the train station, and he can walk to the train station on Shabbos, because it's not Nikar where he's going. And he's got a journey to make straight on Motzei Shabbos. Yeah? Then, and he needs to daven early. Now, I don't know why he can't daven later, he can't daven on the train. So the Shulchan Aruch is talking about somebody who's traveling. He won't have the wherewithal to daven. So he says, not only can he daven early, he needs to go for a certain mitzvah, and he's going to be preoccupied. He's not going to be able to daven later. Not only can he daven early, and what does he daven, Rabbi Yisai, when he's davening Motzei Shabbos? Weekday. It's Mama Shabbos, and he davens Atochainen, and he says Atochon Antano, he says Abdullah, even though it's broad daylight, as long as it's after Plaga Mincha. However, what must he skip out from Abdullah? Ne. Obviously, the Eish, yeah? Eish he can't do because it's a Melocha. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Plaga. Sorry? So it's Mashma from the Shulchan Aruch. Don't do ner, of course. Yeah, and don't do meloch. Right now, very interesting. He doesn't say don't do minei b'somim. How can you even minei b'somim? I thought minei b'somim is because of the Shomei Yisrael, which is leaving. This is Shabbos, right? It's very, very important to understand that this Yisoid of Plaga Mincha, that you can daven Mincha early, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, who we don't paskin like, but we do rely on Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that when you daven early after Plaga Mincha, you're Yoytze Kriya Shema as well. Yeah? Now, although we don't paskin like that, as you know, because when we daven early, we say Kriya Shema again, either later on or Alamita. Nevertheless, we do rely on Rabbeinu Tam, Legabe what? Legabe the Issur of eating. That means if a person comes home, there's an issue of eating before one has said Kriya Shema, right? Like, and there's an issue of having a meal. And therefore, Friday night, when you come and you're within half an hour of Nacht, strictly speaking, you shouldn't be allowed to start your meal. Nevertheless, we allow one to start the meal, even within half an hour. Why? Because since there's Rabbeinu Tam and others, Mordechai and other Rishonim who hold that I have been yoitza the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So even though we don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam, but legabe this isul drabonon, this rabbinic isul of eating before Kriya Shema, we rely on Rabbeinu Tam that we've already been yoitza, right? So that's the nafkamin of Rabbeinu Tam shita. That means we do say the Kriya Shema again, but we rely on Rabbeinu Tam for certain things. However, that does not mean, Rabbi Yisrael, and this is really important to understand, that after Plaga Mincha, there's a tzad that it's already not the day anymore. Right? Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds that you can daven Mari from Plaga Mincha, if you go and do Melocha after Plaga Mincha on Shabbos, you'll be Chayv Skila. You'll be Chayv Echatos. It's not even a Sofik, right? It's not a chatos tluya. Yeah, it's not a sofik. It's a din in davening that you can bring it in early because it's part of the day which is miyuchas to the following day. The right on when we bring in Shabbos early as well. Even according to some point, even if you hold to Sefer Shabbos is minatayr, but you're not chayv misa. If a person does chilul Shabbos, if a person does a melacha after Plaga Mincha on Friday, yeah, it's not proper night yet, and therefore one's not chayav, it's not an isur melacha. It's not the issur of chilul Shabbos to do melacha. Then it is an issur because you recover on yourself to serve Shabbos. So that's why I wanted to just make it clear that when you're davening on Motzei Shabbos, on Shabbos, you're davening Motzei Shabbos. It doesn't mean that it could be Motzei Shabbos after Plag Mincha. No, there's no tzar that it's Motzei Shabbos. Nevertheless, legabe the davening, they allowed you even on Motzei Shabbos, b'shat atchak, to daven earlier, right? Now, I'm not sure about this answer. Why is it that you can make besamim when it's still Shabbos? According to what we've just said that it's Shabbos. There's no tzad that it's not Shabbos. So how can you do besamim? Sorry. Neshama Yisera should be totally on when I've made Abdullah. Okay, that's an interesting. Thank you for that, pointing that out. All right. However, says the Mishnah Berurah. Yes, this is the strict halacha. Strict letter of the law is he allowed to daven early in Shabbat. Yeah? Only if a person has a good reason to. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings me Kamokin Kosu Achreinim, the Ein Lasois Kein. The minhag is not to do that. Why? The Dava Tamua Ulerabim. The people do not understand. Is it Shabbos? If it's Shabbos, how can you daven weekday? Yeah, people do not understand that concept. They think, so maybe if you're davening weekday and you're saying atachonatonu, it must be weekday. Maybe I can start and become lenient with melachas. Vegam, says the Mishnah Berurah, Shema yavo lehakeh b'melacha. So the Mishnah Berurah does not like this. Now, I know there are places that daven on Motzei Shabbos. So what should this guy do? I always wondered, so Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't do like the Shulchan Aruch, but what the Shulchan Aruch himself tells you he's onus. He can't daven later, and he needs to catch a train straight on Motzei Shabbos, and he can't daven later. So Mishnah Berurah says, yes, you can, strictly speaking, but lemaisa you shouldn't. So what should the guy do? Not daven? Yeah, so I think that's a bit schwer. So then you got, can we come along? Perhaps we can come along with a minhag, and we see that it's so important not to do such a thing which looks strange in people's eyes, and we'll even make you miss a tefillah. That could be suggested. I think that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about he can daven later. It's just his davening won't be the same. You know, when you daven on a train or you daven on a donkey, you can daven on a donkey, even sitting down. Yeah. Nevertheless, your davening is not the same quality of davening. That's called onus. That the Shulchan Aruch says that's enough of your justification to daven early, even though it means you're davening weekday on Shabbos. And on that, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should try and avoid it because it looks tamua l'rabim. Why? However, if there's mamash tzorich, for instance, there is, I'm going to reveal a secret to you. In Gateshead, there is a minyan for the boys, 9 o'clock in the summer. 9 o'clock on Motzei Shabbos, which is 2 hours, 2 and a quarter hours before Motzei Shabbos. There's a minyan every single week. Yeah, don't tell this to anybody. It's for the schoolboys because it's not shy. If you start sending boys to bed, if you start to bed at 11:45, you've wrecked their week. Sunday starts, and I think that's more than onus. That's a big doichek. Sorry. They say Atachon Antonu. Yeah, like we said, they say Atachon Antonu. Obviously. When do they do Abdullah? So some of them tuck a stay till Motzei Shabbos, but at least straight on Motzei Shabbos they're already ready to go to bed. And others not. Let's just get on with this because there's a lot to deal with. So now Rabbi Isai. Right. So we saw here that unless it's Mamash Hashash, it's Mamash Oynes. We saw here that one should not daven early. What do you say to Yom Tov Sheni? I'm bringing in Yom Tov Sheni early at the expense of Yom Tov Rishon. So I thought that it's a kal v'chomer. I thought if Chol you can't daven on Shabbos, I would have thought the average Tom, Dick and Harry would know that even if I'm davening early and I'm saying Atachon Antanu, it's not really Motzei Shabbos. It's still broad daylight. Nevertheless, we don't allow that, right? All the more so, Yom Tov Sheni, that people say, well, I'm not acting chol, I'm still wearing Yom Tov clothes, I'm still behaving Yom Tov, I'm still not doing malachas, yeah? So, all the more so, they would think that it's Yom Tov Sheni Lekula. Now, is it really Yom Tov Sheni? When I bring in Yom Tov Sheni, you can't do that at the expense of Yom Tov Rishon, right? It's really Yom Tov Rishon. Let's just speak about a couple of nafkaminas. What most of the halachas pertaining to Yom Tov Rishon apply to Yom Tov Sheni as well. But what are you allowed to do on Yom Tov Sheni that you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov Rishon? Sorry? Right. That's one halacha. When it comes to kavura, yeah, Chazal say kechol shavu rabbanon. You're allowed to do when there's a levaya on Yom Tov Sheni. You are allowed to do everything, even things which are not necessary, which are not vital. For instance, the Gemara says even to cut a few myrtles to put on the coffin, even that's permissible, right? I think the mace will forgive you if you don't put those myrtles. Nevertheless, kechol shavu rabbanon. That's one thing. What's another one?
Taking vacation?
Medication. Medication. Right. You're allowed to take all medication. Achron shel Pesach. Achron shel Pesach. Right. And taking medication. Taking medication is permissible. Not only the issue of taking medication, but if you need to do an issue drabonon as well. Yeah? If you need, for instance, creams. Not solid creams like Vaseline, but liquid creams, which is normally also to be memareach. You're not allowed to spread them, but that's an issur drabon on memareach, because the issur min ha-Torah of smoothing is only something which is hard, such as Vaseline or the types or something similar. That's muta. Similarly, if a person needs to do other melacha drabonon, he's allowed to do a melacha drabonon for refuah. Right? He's allowed to do a forbidden activity which is not allowed on Yom Tov. If he does it if it's only a drabonon, and some say even if you do a doraisa, even if you do a melacha doraisa, but if you do it b'shinui, in a different way, that also relegates it to a drabon, and therefore is permissible on Yom Tov Sheni. So therefore, person comes, it's Yom Tov Sheni, is he allowed to take medication now? He's brought in Yom Tov Sheni early, Rabbi Yisai. Is he allowed to take pills? We're talking about a person who normally is not allowed to take on Yom Tov, let's say he's got a slight headache. Is he allowed to take his pills on, now, on Yom Tov Rishon, but he's brought in Yom Tov Sheni early? No. Why? Because you cannot bring in Yom Tov Sheni early at the expense of Yom Tov Rishon, because strictly speaking it's still the first day. So I would have thought there's more of a reason for Takala, more of a reason than Chol, right? For making a mistake. And in fact, I saw this in the Levush. The Levush says, the Levush was a Talmud of the Ramah, and the Levush says in Simon Tov Peiches, V'shoyen ben Mincha Lemariv. I'm reading to you the words of the Levush. V'shayin ben mincha lemariv ad halayla. You wait between mincha and Yom Tov Rishon until mariv, until the night. Kedei shelo yasu melocha miyom tov zeh liyom tov zeh mi ba'od yoyim letzorech halayla. So that people will not end up doing melocha on Yom Tov Rishon, and they say, if I'm already, and they'll start doing melocha. Let's say Rechalayla. So when are they doing Malacha?
Still Thursday.
What? Right, they're coming home. It's still day. They're putting the soup on. They're putting soup on because they say, well, we're going to eat now. Yeah? But they're only eating after Nacht. Right? Sorry? No, I'm saying they're doing Malacha like when they come home. On Yom Tov Rishon, they come home and do malachas. So they think that for now, right? So, hold on. Yeah, So they come home, they put the soup on. Soup is a melacha. You're allowed to do the melacha, but you're doing it on Yom Tov Rishon for Yom Tov Sheni. Oh, so somebody's pointing out, but they're eating it now.
Yes.
So he says clearly, they'll say, okay, but the meal takes time, right? And my meal is not over in 1 minute. So they're doing the normal preparation is that, let's say, a meal extends for an hour and a half. Yeah, so you'll put your chicken on, you'll put your soup on, and your chicken, and other things, you'll put them on the pot. And you'll start, cutting the salad finally would not be such a problem, because that could be some chesoda. But you'll start doing other melochas. You'll start washing up. You'll start washing up your dishes, your dessert spoons, for the part of the meal which you're only going to have after nut. Right? And that's what you think, because you think it's Yom Tov Sheni. Right? Thank you. Hold on. V'asalachim Yom Tov Lechol. Yeah? And you're not allowed to prepare from Yom Tov Lechol, and you're not allowed to prepare from Yom Tov Rishon to Yom Tov Sheni. That's very important. You're not allowed to do a melacha on Yom Tov Rishon to Yom Tov Sheni. Why? Because with regards to Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni is Chol, really. Yeah? And therefore, since it's Chol, yeah? You're not allowed to do a melacha. It's the same as cooking from Yom Tov Rishon to Yom Tov Sheni is the same as cooking from Yom Tov Rishon to Chol, from Yom Tov to Chol. And then continues the Levush. Va'afilu, even if you're not doing a melacha, here we're talking about a person who's putting on the soup, on the fire, he's doing a melacha. Va'afilu la'avi yayin rekai gavna. If he needs to bring wine, and that in those days, bringing wine means bringing the barrels and being moizig it. It was a whole tircha to prepare the wine. Asurim adalaila. You're not allowed to do that at night. That means you cannot prepare in the day for after the night. That's what the Levush says, and so does the Matzah Ephraim in Tav Kuf Tzadites. He's going on Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah. And he writes, "Sheyesh lizoy shaloi lahakdim ulispalim mari biyom tov sheni lifnei tzeis hakachovim ki alu latzeis michshol enoshim." You should not daven early mariv on Yom Tov Sheni, because women may come to do melachos on Yom Tov Rishon for Yom Tov Sheni. However, right. So this has been dealt with, this problem, right? And they bring in, again, I'm going to go to this money. On Plag HaMencha, on Shvi Shel Pesach, is 6:18. Right. 6:18 is Plag, 7:42 is Shkia, Tzeisach HaChovim is 8:35. So, Rabbi Isai, Plag is 6:18. Can I do a melacha before 6:18 for after 8:35? No question. You cannot do a melacha. That's definitely out. So therefore, if you to start preparing a meal, and you know you're only going to get to this course, you're only going to get to the fruit salad, or whatever you're doing the melacha for, after Nach, there's no question about that. Can you do a melacha from before Plag, or from after Plag, from before Shkia till after Shkia? This is a question Mr. Diamond just asked, right? Can you do a melacha on Yom Tov Rishon? Yeah, for after Shkia. Let's say I want to heat myself a cup of water for tea, but I'm only going to have it after Shkia. You're asking, he's drinking before Avdolah. There's what to be soymich to drink before Avdolah, especially if it's tea, and you can be soymich b'shas adchak until half an hour before tzitzik. So are you allowed on Yom Tov to do a melacha not for the night, but for after Shkia? Mishnah Berurah in Tav Kuf Gimel says it is osur. That means not only you're not allowed to do Yom Tov Melocha on Yom Tov for the following night, but even for Shkia. Not only that, what about if I'm cooking at Shkia? Yeah, I'm now doing a Melocha at Shkia for after Nacht. Also not okay. Why? Because it could be after Shkia, it's still the first day, and you're doing Melocha for the second day. Now, it could be argued, now this is a chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah, that means you're not only allowed to prepare it for Vadai the next day, but even for Sofi. Why is that a chiddush? Because you could have said, Rabbi Isai, if a person cooks from Yom Tov Lechol, is that an Issum Min HaTorah or an Issum Midrabbanan? And he does a melacha. So Pashut, you would say, the Torah only allows you to do melacha for Yom Tov. But there's a concept brought down in the Gemara, Machlikis Rava and Rav Chisda,
If a person mevashem yom tov lechol, is he loike or not? Rav Chisda says, yes, you're loike, because you did the melacha, and you didn't do it. The Torah only allows you to do a melacha letzorech yom tov. Yeah, and you didn't do it letzorech yom tov. Rabbah says you don't get malchus. Pashas is, and it's mutam midrabbanan. Yeah, why? Because hoil, send bunny, hoil ve'ikli orchim, since guests may come, therefore mina taira, even though you didn't do it for them, but since if guests would come, you would give it to them, yeah, that's not a melacha mina taira. Rabbah explains that's how we can do melachas on Yom Tov. How do we do, how does Eruv Tavshilin, yeah, it matzim me to do a melacha on Yom Tov for Shabbos? Yeah? Says Rabbah, this is a concept, because really mina taira, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov even for weekday. So that Chachamim obviously don't let you. So therefore, on Shabbos, as when you do a hekel of Erev Tov Shilin, they eliminated the Isul Drabonon and they let you do the melacha. So what do we see from there, Rabbi? So that it's not a melacha min atayra. Yeah, the poskim say that if you do a melacha right before Motzei Shabbos, that's before Motzei Yom Tov, then it is. Why? Because there's no time to say that the orchim can come and eat it. They can't. It's going to be ready straight on Motzei Yom Tov, not beforehand. So therefore, if we're talking about it's an Isul Drabanan Pashas cooking from Yom Tov Lechol, so you could have argued that if I'm doing it from the day till after Shkia, that would be a Sofe Drabanan Lekula. Yep, because Shkia is a doubt. Is it still the first day or the second day? So I would have said Sofe Drabanan Lekula, and saying vice versa. If I'm doing a shkia for after nacht, maybe this isul I could rely on a doraisa level legabe hoil veikli orchim, and on a drabonan level I can say no, I'm doing it at night for night. But we see from here that you're not allowed to do melocha, yeah, and that's the way all the poskim take on. You're not allowed to do melocha not only for vaday night, but even for the sofik, right? So the Ben Ish Chai is the first one who says clearly Ben Ish Chai in Rav Pe'olim was speaking about they had to eat outdoors because inside it was indoors there were full of mosquitoes, and it was mosquitoes indoors but not outdoors. How does that work? Mosquitoes indoors but not outside. They had to eat outside because of mosquitoes in their house. You understand that? I'm just thinking about this as I'm saying. Anyway, so the Ben Ish Chai allowed one to eat outside. Obviously, if they were to eat outside, there was no candles, there was no lighting. So they started me by John, and he allowed them. Now, and that's Ben Ish Chai, and that's what some Rabbonim rely on. But nevertheless, one has to be careful. So if you're preparing your meal, right, so you make sure that when you're doing melochas before Shkia, that means before 7:42, that you are going to be ne'er, you are going to be benefiting of that melocha before Shkia, right? So you're putting on the soup now, as you said, you're putting on the soup now, but you're making sure that you're going to drink that soup before Shkia. At Shkia as well, you can put it on, you can put the soup on the fire, as long as you ensure to drink that soup when, Rabbi Isai? You're putting it after Shkia, before Nacht, right? Before Nacht. Sorry? That's a big deal. Are you allowed to do it? That's a question which I see there's no time for. But most poskim allow you, and the medak that from the Mishnah Berurah, that you're allowed to do a melacha on Ben Hashmoshes for Ben Hashmoshes. Why? Because it's a Sfek Sfeka. Maybe now is already the next day. But Afilo in Tinsalayma that it's now the previous day, but maybe I'm preparing it for 10 minutes time, it's also the previous day. Right? I don't understand what you're doing, Rabbi Yisai. This is a question which I'm going to leave you. What are you doing when you're eating early? Are you eating a Yom Tov Rishon meal early? Or are you eating a Yom Tov Sheni? I don't understand what you're doing. We say you are allowed to prepare. You tell the wife, you can go and prepare for this meal tonight. And she asks you, what meal tonight? There's only two meals on Yom Tov. No, it's going to be our Yom Tov Sheni. Ah, so I'm allowed to prepare on Yom Tov Rishon for Yom Tov Sheni. No.
klape yom melacha, with regards to the activity you're doing, it's really a yom tov rishon meal. It sounds so confusing. Yeah. It just sounds so confusing. What am I doing? Am I having a yom tov rishon meal or yom tov sheni? What is it? In fact, you know, the Rambam holds the chiyuv of shalosh sudos on yom tov as well. Can I jump on the bandwagon and say I'm going to have this is my meal. It's my yom tov rishon suda shlishis. And we cut in the Rambam, and Midrabanan is my Yom Tov Sheni. It's just a very strange thing to do. I just wanted to share with you what they do in Helsinki on Seder night. On Seder night, and I'll finish with this 20 seconds. Seder night, I asked my Yadid, who learns in the Kohel, what do they do in Helsinki? Shkia on Pesach already is at 10 o'clock. They start with Halach Ma'anya. They say Ude Agada, and they start Raman Gamliel. Then at Nacht, they start Kiddush, and they skip to Raman Gamliel, and they go on from there. Obviously, yeah? So,
I don't know who came up with that.
Sorry?
I don't know who came up with that.
Yeah, okay. Because Magid also has to be done after Nacht. So, Rabbi Isai, I hope I've shed some light as to the problem. Obviously, sometimes in nursing homes and sometimes the occasion requires people to bring it early. A person who is bringing Yom Tov Sheni early has to be very careful with regards not to doing the melochas from the day. Not only until for Nacht, but even for after Shkia. Thank you, Rabbi Yisrael, for listening. Koshen Pesach.